It's 5:44. This is Morning Edition on WHYY. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The parks and recreation centers we use in the city of Philadelphia are connective tissue, bringing together neighbors, families, strangers. These shared spaces are in for some sprucing up through the city's ambitious initiative known as Rebuilding Community Infrastructure, or REBUILD. The seven-year plan depends on $500 million from what's raised through the city's tax on sugary drinks, the same source of funding for expanding pre-K and perking up libraries. Due to legal wrangling, that money's not ready to be touched. Until it is, there's a lot of preliminary work to be done. One person in particular with a lot on her plate is Catherine Ott Lovell, Commissioner of Philadelphia Parks and Recreation. I caught up with her at 26th and Master Streets in the Brewery Town section of the city at Athletic Recreation Center, named after the former Philadelphia Athletics baseball team. On a muggy morning, the pool was full. Kids played ping pong inside, and we found a cool spot at a little table close to the action. Here we are at Athletic Recreation Center. Tell me how this rec center serves this community. It's not just about outdoor play here.
You know, Athletic is sort of an anchor in this community. It's one of our oldest rec centers, almost 100 years old. You know, it has beautiful bones. It's received a bit of a cosmetic facelift recently, but there are still some significant infrastructure issues that exist here that need to be fixed. But for this neighborhood, it's a place where kids can come and just have fun. And there's a great after-school program that's pretty structured. On the weekends and weeknights, kids can come and go. There's an amazing theater upstairs, so they can, you know, do different performances. Always something going on, whether it's structured or unstructured play for kids.
How does the city figure out what the needs of a community rec center are? I mean, sometimes it's paint. I know you want to expand programs, but how do you identify what's needed?
We really have our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the 5-6 blocks around this space. And we do that through pretty extensive community outreach, but we have great advisory councils who serve as volunteers and help support these facilities. And then it's just listening to the kids. They're really smart, and they know what they like, and they're not afraid to tell us.
We'll take $500 million from Rebuild, divided by, I don't know, 400-plus parks and rec centers in need. How much improving can be done with that amount of money?
The truth is, it doesn't all get done. You know, our initial assessment of all of our facilities, we would need probably closer to $1 billion to do everything we needed to do. So we're really looking at where Rebuild dollars can help invest in facilities that can have impact on creating equity in our city, and then where we can help drive economic growth and changing communities. This neighborhood here and around Athletic is a great example of where we really need to strive towards greater equity. We've done extraordinary work in Center City over the last few years in creating amazing public spaces in and around Center City. You don't see that same investment, that same transformation happen in neighborhoods like this. It's time. It's beyond time.
This summer, there will be attention paid to identifying project users, creating relationships with neighborhood stakeholders, and identifying women and minority-owned businesses that can do the work to improve the parks and recreation centers of Philadelphia. How is that going as a summer project for you?
It's still underway, and the Rebuild team within the administration is working really hard to make sure that we keep that on a timeline of being able to have project users hopefully in place by the fall. What we find when nonprofit partners are involved is that they're able to leverage the public funding that they receive with private dollars that they raise independently and that they manage independently, and you know, then we're able to do so much more.
Commissioner, City Council is off for the summer, and members of Council will weigh in to help prioritize which parks and rec centers are going to be assisted through Rebuild. How do you see the priority list being crafted with so many different cooks?
City Council people, they know their communities best. We already do have a really good sense of agreement on what sites need to be prioritized. We're going to be able to do as much as we can possibly do throughout the course of the initiative, which could take up to 8 years. I think the hard part is going to be who gets year one, because everybody's been, you know, chomping at the bit for this for so long.
Are you sweating it out at all, awaiting the green light for full funding through the soda tax?
100% we're sweating it out, yeah. I'm drinking soda every day.
Wait a minute. It's supposed to make people not drink soda.
I don't know, Jennifer. I'm not convinced. My motto is drink soda, build parks. If we don't drink it, we're in big trouble. So I've told my husband it's my civic duty to drink as many sweetened beverages as possible this summer, and I'm buying them all in the city of Philadelphia. So we are sweating it out, though, because without the Philadelphia beverage tax, rebuild doesn't happen. You know, kids will be taken out of pre-K, rebuild doesn't happen, community schools don't happen. To say we're counting on it would be a complete understatement.
I spoke a lot about rec centers with you, not so much on parks. What would you like to see be the number one thing that really puts our parks on the map?
I think the number one thing that folks say that our parks need are restrooms. Lighting is a big issue. One thing that we hear a ton of requests for is signage. People want to know what there is to do and how do they get around their parks. And I think the more that we can create better wayfinding signage and interpretive signage to give people a sense of what there is to do in parks will really be a huge benefit for us.
You are overseeing hundreds of rec centers, thousands of acres of parkland, and I've read that you say that you are challenged by the job but not overwhelmed yet.
At times it feels overwhelming, but the key moments when I begin to feel like it's too much, you know, there's something that happens that is so completely inspiring that it helps me realize why I was called to do this work, and, you know, it helps me keep going.
Well, enjoy that sugar buzz from your stockpile of soda.
That helps too.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Catherine Ott Lovell is Philadelphia's Commissioner of Parks and Recreation.